Headquarters is a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline Crisis Center. So we are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we take calls from all around the state of Kansas, talking to people who are in crisis and helping them navigate their way through that.
Tell us a little bit about the day in, day out calls that you receive and how that's beneficial to our community.
The primary benefit that we have is with our life-saving efforts, right? So we are individually helping people hang on to life. Aside from that, we also are diverting people from making suicide attempts. And those suicide attempts are likely to end up in the ER in a local hospital, where they are likely to cost the community funding. And then once people are in the hospital, typically if they're suicidal, they're going to be evaluated and given an involuntary hospitalization at the state hospital.
Which is already overcrowded.
It's already overcrowded. And we do what we can to help prevent people from doing that. And one of the ways we do that is by connecting them with local therapists in their community. So if you're someone who's feeling suicidal, what we're going to do is work with you on the phone to try and make you safe and help you live for today so that you're not making that decision tonight. And then we do follow-up calls with you in the next morning, next day or two, to make sure that you're getting through to the services that you want to get through to.
Headquarters has a few staffers, but largely it's operated by trained volunteers?
Right. We only have three staff members. There's myself, our director of counseling, who's a licensed mental health worker, and then our overnight counselor. The rest of our shifts are staffed by volunteers. We have about 60 volunteers. A lot of them come from here in Lawrence.
Has there been an uptick in calls to headquarters?
Yeah, actually, we've had two upticks while I've been the director. The first one was immediately following the death of Robin Williams. That almost doubled the call volume.
Robin Williams, the comedian and actor who took his own life.
Yeah, he died by suicide about 2 years ago. And then immediately following the election, we saw another spike in our call volume, and that has dwindled down again, but we're still at a higher level than we were before the election. So people are struggling, they're in crisis, and there's a greater awareness of our services, which is promoting more people to call us.
Well, I also understand that within the past 5 years or so, support from the City of Lawrence and the United Way has been completely eliminated.
We have not had funding from the City of Lawrence or the United Way in some time, but our recent financial crisis really is a result of the fact that we just don't have a broad enough donor base or support base to maintain our operations at the level that are needed.
You don't get funding from Douglas County or from the state, so where does the money come from?
Well, money comes from people like you, Jay, individuals, right? So we work with grant writing and individual donors.
Well, tell us about your fundraising efforts that are already underway.
We are having the Save HQ campaign. We are trying to raise $90,000 by December 5th. So far, we've made our way to about $50,000 of that.
If you don't raise enough money in enough time, what's the effect?
Well, if headquarters does close, there would not be a National Suicide Prevention Lifeline Crisis Center in the state of Kansas. So all of those calls would be diverted from Kansas to crisis centers around the country. Over the last 2 years, the crisis center network has lost about 15 other crisis centers.
So the number across the nation is already dwindling.
The number is already dwindling. And when crisis centers close, what happens is those calls go to a network that's already burdened. Right now, the answer rate for the national crisis center hotline is about 80%, which means that about 20% of the Kansas calls would not get answered.
Is that because the line is busy?
It's because the line's busy. There's a potential that people could call that line and not get through, or that they would have to wait longer to get services and talk to someone. So ultimately, I think the effect is that we are going to suffer as a whole, as a state, by not having as rapid response to people that are in crisis.